2:22. The Tragedy of the Traitor. The tragedy of the traitor who trampled upon the tranquil state of our democracy is not a nice story to tell. He possessed horrible traits, the level of which transcends even the most evil of men. Looking back on it now, the transactions he made with enemy governments seem so transparent. But according to recently released government transcripts, such crimes were for many reasons not so translucent. He was difficult to trap because he was often transferred from division to division, and this was while the Central Security Organization itself was in a transition phase. At the time of his crimes, the CSO was being transformed from an organization that merely transmitted information into one that discovered information as well. This transformation was supposed to make the organization more efficient and useful. According to interviews by his trappers, certain events transpired that made them suspect he was selling secrets. At that time, the CSO was heavily involved in trying to transmute dangerous chemicals via nuclear reactions. Intelligence reports surfaced that the enemy had this information. It took a while to notice that the traitor had worked for quite some time on the transmutation project. On a whim, the CSO received permission to bug his phone and search his trash. They were transfixed at all they learned. He had been posing as a transient student at a university in enemy territory. Supposedly, he was studying the negative side effects of organ transplants. The true nature of his transitory study was selling secrets to operatives on the university faculty. When he tried to sell state secrets to his own CSO boss, who was posing as a professor, the game was over. He could not disrupt the tranquility of our democracy. Our good offices at the CSO made sure of that.